speak.
Family first.
Yeah, yeah, Mom. I'll be right with you. She's on the phone with the nursing
agency. Hi. How can I help?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, Ruth speaking.
Hi, Ruth. How are you today?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. I was trying to get, I'm going to get my mom put into this agency. I'm having that transferred over from Harmony. And I would like to have Sandy, not my mom Sandy, but Sandra as a caretaker. So
okay,
I was trying
I'm
to get her
assistant.
In and be in the back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, of course. Let me see if the person you spoke to entered the information, and that way I don't have to ask you, you know, for everything. So just give me a moment.
Sure, take your time.
Just making sure she doesn't repeat herself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's an application process online.
Yeah, I could do that, but they seem pretty... I can do that, too, so I can do your backup. Because April, I plan on going back to work. And then I would be, I would be off Sunday to Tuesday.
Okay, so I do see that I have the information in here. So Sandy's going to be doing all the hours?
Correct.
Okay, sounds good.
And then if she's sick, I would like to be her backup, which my name, Sandra Allwater's daughter, the one that needs the care.
Okay, not a problem. So we can get you both signed up so you can be a backup aide. So what's
okay.
your name?
My name is Sandra Fletcher.
Oh, okay. I see I got that in. So is there a difference? So what's the other Sandy's name then?
My mom is Sandy Allwater. She would be the patient.
She would be the patient, and you would be, you're saying the backup caregiver, right?
The backup would be Holly Batman.
Oh, a different one would be the backup. Okay, Holly.
Yes.
And what's Holly's last name?
Batman. Badman.
Okay. Batman?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, what is Holly's phone number?
267-882-5534.
5534, got it. Okay. So let me tell you how the intake process is going to work. So what we need before we can actually start is that we need two steps. So number one is that we need the caregiver to be active. We need you to be all set in our system with the paperwork, which is not very hard. I'll get to it in a minute. And the second part is that we'll need the authorization from the insurance company so we can actually start this.
Yeah, Glory was just dialing in, so I can check with her again, but she should be able to transfer everything over to you since we have not used the other facility yet.
Oh, you haven't even used the other one.
We just started this today, so we don't have the authorization from the insurance company yet.
Mm-hmm.
She's telling us that she'd have to do another full assessment.
Oh, okay.
Is that true, or can't she just, if she already did one, all she needs to do is switch the company.
So if she says that she needs another assessment, she probably doesn't have all the information, or she wants to update something. But I'm honestly not sure because it's up to them. It's not up to us. We're just the one that receives
right.
the authorization once it's all confirmed and all approved, you know.
Okay. I'm just going to see if she sent me a text.
Yeah.
I don't have.
You know, do you want me to get her on the phone?
She doesn't have. Here, wait a minute. It says right in here. It says, okay, I don't have to do another assessment. Can you provide me with the exact address for 18? Can I have your address, please?
Sure. It is, you know, do you want me to send it to her directly or you're going to send it to her? You know, you give it to her and then I'll contact her as well. Yeah, it's just going to be easier that way.
Okay, you have that information for her. Does that
yeah.
should be there? Her name's Gloria?
Yeah, I do have her information. It's Gloria, right?
Yes. So do you want to contact her and call me back, or do you want us on the same line?
So if you'd like, I can get her on the line. Does she go with a phone?
Yeah,
does she answer the phone?
You can try.
She just called a minute ago. So I didn't connect her into the phone, but you can use that phone number, and she can just add her to the phone right now if you like.
Okay, that would be great because, you know, that's how it usually goes the fastest. Because
yeah,
otherwise they need to, you know, confirm with me, confirm with you. This way
yes,
it just
exactly. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Okay. Are you going to get her on? You want me to get her on?
I got her right now. Let me see here. I'm going to...
Hello, Holly.
Hi, Gloria. How are you?
Hi.
I have you on with A-Team right now also.
Okay. Are they there or you have them on three-way?
I have it on a three-way call.
Hi,
okay.
I'm here.
Hi. Can I do, just to confirm, so I don't have to come out. I can switch it on our end. I just need to cancel with the other agency, and then I'll be able to, without, you know, I can terminate services for today, and then with your agency will be effective tomorrow.
That's perfect.
Okay. And then can I just get the exact address for A-Team?
Sure. The address for our agency?
Yes.
It's 1 Winding Drive, Suite 205 in Philadelphia.
Okay. Do you have, like, another main office? I have one on 2 Park Lane.
That's
in
it.
No, so that's a different agency. There is more than one family first. Yeah. How about I send you an email with all the agency information?
I'm sorry?
That must be a different agency. Did we call the wrong agency? Can you transfer everything over to that one, or is it part of the same thing?
You're not associated with the A-Team in Trevos?
I don't think so. It's a different agency, but, you know, it doesn't really matter because we both, you know, service the same areas.
So all the information we just gave you, can't we transfer it over there?
So I'm going to select, because this is what comes up in my system. I don't know if it's that it's their main location. The Feasterville location, or I'm sorry, Feasterville location is what comes up. So I'll select that.
Okay.
But that's a different agency.
Yeah.
Do you want me to send you
our
agency information?
Are you A-Team also?
No.
You're not A-Team.
Oh, then how did we dial the wrong number?
We're family
so
friendly.
Which agency? The one closer to our home then. Sorry,
which agency? That's okay. Is this not Harmony? Is this not the agency you already have?
No, so
what
this is Family
is
First Care. Family First Care.
Okay.
Family First Care. Oh.
Yeah, but we service...
I need to go. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria, can I call you back? Ruth, thank you for your help. I'm going to go with A-Team, which is closer to our home.
Oh, it doesn't really matter because you wouldn't have to come down either way, and we wouldn't have to send anyone down. So, you know, I wouldn't really interfere with where we're located.
But would it have a Philadelphia rate? Because, like, Philadelphia pays a higher tax.
No, so we have different rates for every area. It's according to where you live, not where the agency is based.
All right. I don't know what to do right
now.
And Holly, right, this is up to you. But Holly, when you say rate, are you saying as far as the pay for the caregiver?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. I mean, again, she's right. If that is your decision, the decision of the family, ultimately the decision of Ms. Sandra and you guys together. So, I mean, I don't know if you...
I'm just trying to get an agency that's closer, and when I looked at the ratings for A-Team, which I thought I called, was closer in case we need to be there, or I don't know. This is so new for me.
The caregivers don't come from the agency on a daily basis. They get assigned and they come from their home or wherever, you know, another location. The agency, like the young lady said, it doesn't really matter as far as, I mean, you know, where they're located in relation to the home.
So what was the name of this agency again?
Family First Care.
Family First Care?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so how it works is that the aides live in your area, meaning if we have, in the case that you need a new aide and you want us to find someone, we find someone that lives in your area. And they don't have to come down to the, you know, our office. It just, you know, everything is done over the phone or electronically. So that's, you know, that's not a problem. Even with your paperwork, now everything is done electronically.
So, Holly, what we can do is I'm going to, because I have another visit I have to get to, I'll let you guys maybe talk it over with Ms. Sandra and, you know, make the best decision that works for you guys if you want to stay with the agency that's already set up, or if there's another one that you want to use. Again, where they're located really doesn't matter. It's just the attention and the care that she has. You can also try the agency that's set up and give it a couple weeks. And if there's something that doesn't work with your, you know, for Ms. Sandra, you know, we can assess that at a later time. But
okay. I just have, I'm going to have Sandra as the, I have a Sandy, her name's Sandy, Sandy, as a caregiver, and then I was going to be the backup in case she got sick or something. Then I'll just drive down. So it doesn't really matter what agency we go through.
No, for the caregiver, no. And the only person that would be getting paid is the caregiver from the agency.
Okay. All right, let me just discuss it with my mom, and I'll call you back. Thank you so much, and I'm very sorry, Gloria, get to your appointment.
No worries.
And I will work this out today.
Okay, no worries. Thank you, young lady at the other agency.
Okay, my pleasure.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.